This is Dr. Lee declaring history physical, patient name Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T Bonita, B-U-N-I-T-A, date of service 5-10-2023, place Franklinwood Genesis, nursing rehab. Date of birth for this patient is 12-30-1946. History of present illness, this is a 46-year-old female with a known history of hypertension, obesity, recurrent fall, and depression. She presented to the hospital after a fall. She was admitted in the hospital. She was also noted to have a CHF exacerbation. Patient was initially admitted on 4/19 in the hospital, and when she went home and she was walking to the bed, she fell down and unable to get off the floor because she was too weak, and she was on the ground for 36 hours before the neighbor found her and they called EMS. Patient denies any head trauma, unsure if she lost consciousness or not. Patient was recently hospitalized with CHF in April. She also has a pneumonia. She was treated and discharged home recently on May the 3rd, but she came back again on May the 4th after fall at home. She lives alone because of recurrent fall with multiple comorbid conditions. Patient was admitted for further evaluation and management. All her medication continued. She was evaluated by physical therapy, and patient was also noted to have hypokalemia, and that was supplemented. PTOT recommended subacute rehab, and patient was transferred here for physical therapy and continuation of all her medical care. At present, when I saw the patient, she denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills. Past history, recurrent fall, number 2, Candida intertigo, INTERITRIGO, number 3, pneumonia, number 4, generalized weakness, number 5, hypokalemia, number 6, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, GERD, and history of CHF. And history of obesity. She also has a previous history of fracture, radius, and ulna. Osteopenia, psoriasis, sleep apnea. Surgical history, she has a left hip replacement, hysterectomy, bilateral blepharoplasty, left cataract extraction, cholecystectomy, and left eye surgery. Social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. Allergies, iodine, allergy iodine number 2, Cipro number 3, Bactrim number 4, Sulfa. Rule of system, she lives home, no drug abuse. Rule of system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no ear nasal congestion. Pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain at present, some muscular pain and aches, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no polyurinary dyspepsia, and hematology, no bleeding, no bruising. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented M3, blood pressure at present 160/70, temperature 98.2, respiration 20, pulse 76, oxygen 95%. Medication upon discharge, Tylenol 500 mg Q, 6-hour PRN, albuterol inhaler, Q 4-hour PRN for shortness of breathing, for history of asthma, Atenolol 50 mg BID, Bupropion, Excel 150 mg daily, Calandine 0.2 mg BID, Astilapram 10 mg daily, Terology Ellipta, TERELEGY Ellipta, 1 inhalation daily, hydralazine 50 mg twice a day, Prevacid 30 mg daily, Linzess, L-I-N-Z-E-S-S, Linzess 145 mcg capsule daily for constipation, Nifedipine XL 60 mg 2 tablet daily, Nystatin topical powder for the skin fungal infection, bile, armpit and the groin area. Olmesartan, O-L-M-E-S-A-R-T-N, O-L-M-E-S-A-R-T-N, Olmesartan, 40 mg daily, potassium chloride, 40 mq daily, to total 5 days. She also has Crestor, C-R-E-S-T-U-R, 10 mg, 2 tablet PU at night. Physical exam, as I mentioned, alert, oriented M3, vitals, stable, head rate, metronormophilic, eyes anectatic, no ear nasal discharge, throat, no exudate, neck supple on the UD, lungs clear, no wheezing at present, heart SMS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender bowels are positive, extremities, trace edema, no cough tenderness, armpit, bilateral, some redness noted from the fungal infection. Neuro, she's awake, alert, we enter time 3. Lab done while in the rehab. Yesterday, sodium 135, potassium 3.6, carbon 108, CO2 28, BUN 11, creatinine 0.8, calcium 9.9, WBC count 10.3, hemoglobin 11.7, mercury 35.1. Platelet 486. Assessment, patient is admitted with the recurrent fall with ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, pneumonia recent, treated. Number 3, generalized weakness. Number 4, hypertension. Number 5, hyperlipidemia. Number 6, obesity. Number 7, history of CHF. Number 8, previous history of left hip replacement surgery, history of DJD, and a skin candida infection. Plan of care will continue all the current medications. Follow-up lab electrolyte extensive PTOT rehab. Thank you.